99.3 Nigeria Info. How are you doing? Welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. It's a beautiful Thursday afternoon. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hope you're good. Hope you're fine. Hope it's okay. All right. Well, yeah, I'm happy that you're happy. At least I hope you are. I really want to avoid political conversation this afternoon. And then, yes, thank God, it's a beautiful Thursday. Remember that our conversations on the show, you can catch on the podcast, nigeriainfo.fm. And, you can listen to the shows, leave me a comment either on social media or on Facebook. Well, yeah, that's also social media. Yeah, Facebook, Nigeria Info FM 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info 99.3, and also Nigeria Info FM on Twitter, and Info FM Lagos on Instagram, or Joyce Onyemowa on Twitter, or I, Joyce Onyemowa on Instagram. All right, welcome to today's conversation. I want to play you an audio. And I want you to hold it as something that you could or would refer to later on, either on the show today or at a later time. Yeah, it's not altogether by itself random, but I'm trying not to auto-suggest something to you, meaning I'm trying not to necessarily tell you that this could be a reference point to a decision that you're making or would make. I just want to play it in your hearing and allow you to determine whether this is something you agree with, disagree with, understand, or otherwise. All right? Okay. So if you're with me, hold on. Oh, wait. What time is it? Yeah, I have 2 minutes, huh? Yeah, perfect. Okay. So Lagos, Nigeria, this is less than 2 minutes. I want you to please listen to this and then, my name is Joyce, I told you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. I do promise at a later time today I would play that audio again just before we delve into any further conversations. I think that's a better way to put it. All right, welcome to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. Today we know to be the day assigned to the Lords of Logic. And look, I did promise yesterday that today we would speak first on dreams and your comprehension, acceptance of dreams, whether you agree, disagree, believe it, take it for granted, disregard it, think it's something anybody should take seriously, like just a conversation around dreams and whether you even dream to begin with. And I did also suggest that if we had more time, then we would go into social hierarchy. And then I went home yesterday and discovered that something on social media triggered my memory, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to push the conversation on dreams and social hierarchy further into the future. So we're going to do that sometime later. But what's going to happen today is we're going to speak on the social psychology of a particular phrase by a spiritual leader. His name is Pastor Ighodalo. And he said something. It was hardly a suggestion. He said something. And I want to have everybody in on this conversation. Christian, non-Christian, Muslim, please, everyone. I want our Muslim brothers, sisters. I want everybody in on it. We're a religious society. Yeah, we can establish that. We're hardly, partly religious and maybe somewhat secular. Yeah, but you kind of get the drift. I want to interpret the psychology of his statement. Now, the individual is not the target of our conversation. No, it is his word. So we're analyzing the psychology of his word. I want to quickly go to what he has said, and then we'll reserve that for Lords of Logic today. In his words, and I quote, "It is foolishness to have faith when God has provided COVID-19 vaccine," end quote, Pastor Ighodalo. All right. So we're going to at least attempt to analyze the psychology of that. It's going to be so interesting because it juggled my memory. I remember I read something years ago, and what I read spoke or addressed a certain social psychology. And it's interesting and also intricate because what I read kind of almost appears similar to this quote by this minister. So on Lords of Logic, we're going to analyze it psychologically. We're analyzing the psychological implication of that statement and see how you are able to interpret it on Lords of Logic this afternoon, all right? So in the meantime, think about it. Foolishness to have faith when God has provided COVID-19 vaccine. Okay? Okay. With that said, I urge you to put that somewhere in your make. And at this point on the sunny side, I think you have compartments for things. For days you love, days you like, days too many questions to be answered. So compartmentalize this one as well. We reserve it for half one, okay? All right. Right now it's 12:30 exactly on Nigeria Info. Welcome, my name is Joyce. Now time for Confessions Thursday. Yay! Okay, off on a break. Time for Confessions Thursday.
You're listening to Confessions Thursday with Joyce on the Sunny Side.
All right, that put a smile on my face. The Sunny Side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. So when you call in this moment, you don't say your name. And it's as serious as it gets. We're hoping to understand the social problem and even more be involved in it. We're hoping that from your experience, which you've learned from or which has changed you, we can gain something like knowledge, aspect, understanding, vantage. Yeah, because sometimes you know how it is where your father made a mistake, and thank God your father made that mistake so you don't have to make it, because you see the way your father or your mother made that mistake and you see how they responded to it and you realize, nah. And then that's you with an advantage. You know, okay, if I do it that way, it's not going to work. So let me try another way. And then you realize you have more faith in that new venture because you know that the other option certainly is not going to work. So maybe that's really what we benefit from these conversations that we have on radio. And I honestly must admit the information that comes from your experience is education for someone else. So please, when you're calling, you don't say your name, whether it's an experience that has broken you, saddened you, changed you, frustrated you, something you're dealing with, something that you did. Yeah, something you did. And maybe probably ashamed of it. And who are we to judge you? If you can at least admit the error. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you and welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. When you're calling, don't say your name. Hi.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Okay. Oh, you're lying. Yeah. Yeah, I can, but it's really not as clear as it can be. No. That would be a no. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Sorry, I lost you. All right. So the ladies are 01465-7190. Someone sent me a message saying, well, Joyce, I don't know whether I can call in and actually tell the story without crying on radio. So please then send me an email. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Hello. Turn off your radio.
Yeah.
Turn off your radio. That'd be good. We like yeah. Good. Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Please don't say your name. You can go ahead.
No, I'm not saying my name. I just called to congratulate you. I want to tell you that you are doing a nice job.
Oh, thank you.
I've been listening to your program.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling. Well, yeah. So I'm hoping that you get to benefit not just from the show, but from the experiences of people. I mean, what else is life if not the profit of knowledge, information? Hello, good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. Mm-mm. I mean, you know that. Be good to us. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Well, make it back. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Confessions Thursday. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Joy. Don't say your name. Welcome. You have a confession?
Yes, I do.
Please go ahead, lady.
Okay, so I have had an abortion 5 times. It's crazy, and I'm just 21. Think he started when I was 16. Happened the first time. I got raped, so I had to take it off the first time.
Who raped you?
Me?
Who raped you at 16? You were raped at 16?
Yes, I was in school. I was a student.
A student raped you?
Yes.
How old was he?
I think he was 23 or so. He was in final year, and I was a year one student.
Okay,
so... I really don't have friends or older ones that can advise or tell me that, okay, now your body is open, you're open to getting pregnant more and stuff. So it happened the second time, and I was just 16 then, so that was later that year. I didn't even tell the person that got me pregnant. I had to take it off myself.
So that was the second time, and then the third time.
Yes, and then the third, and then the fourth, and then... The fifth is crazy. Like, I'm not blaming anyone.
Yeah.
Or, and it's my own mistake.
So,
or,
you were raped the first time, but subsequently you were not raped?
Yes.
Okay.
First time.
So, I mean, it's one thing to understand that it's crazy. I'm glad that you understand that it's crazy. So, what do you think about crazy? Is it fun crazy? Wrong?
It's not fun.
You know, because at this point, look, so do you have an elder sister or brother?
No.
Okay. So you also now have the privilege of hindsight. Like, you can look back at your life and look at the things that have happened, and then you can decide what you want to let remain or what you want to change. So let's say, for example, you want to stop having abortions, yeah? If you want to stop it, then certainly there are actions or decisions that first happen that leads to a situation where you get pregnant and then need an abortion. Yes, and I know you understand it's not so complex. Or is that another problem? Because really what this is whatever decisions or actions that have to play before you get pregnant is what has to change. It's really that straightforward.
Very straightforward, I understand.
So if you're going to be having sex, you cannot have sex unprotected, for one.
Yeah.
And then, do you really need that much sex? Maybe you don't. I mean, that's the truth, though. You don't even know yourself until you put yourself to the test. That's the truth. You don't say because, every person is doing it. All my male friends and female friends are doing it. Let me do it. I mean, yours could be different. Your mentality, your ideology could be different. Do you get my point? Yeah. So you don't have to do it because that's what's trending on Twitter. Come on now. And then if you're going to do it, you want to be sensible about it. It's sensibility. I don't even think it's about being smart. I just think it's just sensibility to be responsible. Yeah. If you don't want it, then there's how much you know you don't want, and then you don't do what you don't want. How old are you now?
21.
Honey, you're young, and it's okay. Well, it's not okay, but then you can change tomorrow today, basically put. You know what that means, yeah?
Yeah.
Don't be ashamed. Just make a decision that, look, I don't want this anymore. And then you change every...
I'm not ashamed. I just need help. Like,
what kind of help do you want?
I want to talk to I just need to go for a full scan to know if I'm still totally fine.
Do you have any health problems?
I don't know. I just want to be sure if I get married.
Do you feel good? I mean, so your imagination now is playing tricks on you.
Yeah.
But do you feel good? Do you feel okay?
I feel okay. Well,
then it's okay. Yeah. Well, look, so if you can afford a medical checkup, absolutely.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, if you can afford it, then you should go for it. You should, actually. But then if you can't and you feel good... Well, pick up your life and move in the right direction. I mean, there's moving and then there's being lost, you know. Move in the right direction, yeah?
Okay.
All right. Be of good cheer. Okay. Have some faith and some courage. You're strong. Act strong. Be strong.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. Please don't cry. Thank you for calling. Thank you. Oh, please don't cry. Please don't cry. Hello? Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon. Hello. We lost you. If you can make it back, we'll appreciate that. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Turn off your radio. Hello. Sorry about that. Make it back. Thank you. Confessions Thursday.
Hi, Joyce.
Welcome.
How you doing?
Well, do you have a confession?
No. Yeah. I just want to encourage the last caller.
Okay.
I'm happy her conscience is still functioning.
Yeah.
I think probably that was why she was concerned about if she's okay or not. I just want to encourage her, since she has realized her wrong.
Yeah.
Never to go back is the next step.
Yeah.
Never to go back. My dear, please. Nothing is wrong with you. Your conscience is still functioning. Probably that's why you are more concerned. You get pricked by your conscience and all that, which is very good at this stage.
It's good at every age, my friend. Every age.
No, at this, I said stage.
Okay,
stage
at this stage.
Realizing her wrong. Yeah.
Okay.
Ability to realize one's wrong is one key thing.
Yeah.
For her to realize that is very, very good at this earlier stage. She's still 21, much young. So please, just relax. Never to go back to that old ways.
Mm-hmm.
Please, don't be hard on yourself. Nothing is wrong with you. I understand why you are feeling probably pricked by your conscience. Probably you've done something wrong. Yes.
And that's that was, good, actually.
That was you.
Yeah.
Yes, that was it.
Okay.
That was her. That was her past. We all have flaws. We all have our past.
Okay. Thank
our
you, Handsome.
To point our head, regardless of our flaws, is what matters.
Okay. Thanks, Handsome. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info Confessions Thursday. Hi.
Hey, Joyce, how are you?
Welcome. Good afternoon to you. We're happy to have you on radio. This is Nigeria Info. Do you have a
All
confession?
Right. I'm very happy to get through.
Yeah.
I just want to talk regarding the lady that I just called now.
Okay.
In my own opinion, she has unbelievable weakness. I think we have to understand her problem. She's very, very weak. She needs support. You know, I hope she's listening. Man. She needs somebody who can give her support. She's just down and weak.
No, I don't agree with that. I don't agree because...
I think she sounds like a weak person and she just needs...
No, first of all, she's 21 and she's realizing what mistakes are, and that's okay.
Yeah,
I don't.
She has a weakness concerning her body, concerning her feelings.
What's a weakness?
She can't control how she feels, man.
How does she feel? You're projecting.
I think I've been through that part before, too, where, you know, you don't say... You can't just say no. I think that's the problem, right? She can't just say no.
Well, she didn't quite tell us that that was the problem. She didn't say it was a problem of...
I guess, because I think I've traveled that part of the road before. And
You've traveled on the road before?
Yeah, I think so, but yeah. I have been in a situation where
I
wasn't able to say no.
Okay. So are you able to say no now?
Of course, man. I've outgrown it.
So you think it's you are growing it or you made a decision about it?
It was a process. It was a process.
Okay, and then you got to a point where...
I was down and I looked for strength. I mean, let me just put it that way.
You looked for strength. Okay, and where did you find strength?
I looked for strength in the Bible. I looked for strength from people who have been through the same thing.
Was there any point you made a decision that you wanted to change?
Yeah, I made a decision. Yeah, I realized that I wasn't helping myself at all.
Thank you.
I was going down instead of going up.
Look, I do appreciate you calling in.
Huh?
I appreciate you calling in, and I think that's the fundamental message that she needs to know, that she has to make a decision. And making a decision is not necessarily the most difficult thing. If you're willing to identify a problem and you want to change it, then you make a decision about it.
Yes.
It's really that straightforward. So I don't think that she's weak. I think she needs to make a decision. And the moment you make a decision, you don't know how strong you are.
Yes.
That's it.
And, on my own part, I have a very little confession.
Okay. Real quick, our friends are waiting on telephone and on Twitter and WhatsApp.
Let me spare them. It's okay. I'll call back.
Thank you very much for calling Radio The Sunny Side. Confessions Thursday. How are you?
Hello, Joy.
Yeah.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Do you have a confession?
Yes.
Okay.
But as regards to that, my little...
Hello? Oh, sorry, I lost you. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Hi. Hello?
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Hello, go ahead. Confessions Thursday, how are you? Can you hear me? Sorry, I lost you.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Confessions Thursday.
Good afternoon, Joyce. Please, they should stop talking about this girl. She has said it, and they should give people chance to talk and stop talking.
Okay.
Please, let others talk.
Yeah.
Everybody just contribute on one particular issue. They should allow that to talk, please.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very, very much for calling and stating that. Confessions Thursday, how are you?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Nigeria Info, it's Confessions Thursday.
No, I don't have a confession, but I need to talk to that lady.
Thank you very much. We're going to have you give us your confession. She's not the object of the show. Neither is she the subject of the show. It's Confessions Thursday. She's not the only person with wrong decision-making abilities. Or she's not the only 21-year-old or 50-year-old. Yeah, I don't think it's right to make her your point of, conversation. So, I mean, she said it. And she understands what she must do, that she must make a decision. We can move on with that.
Good morning, ma.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. How are you?
My name is John Jack, calling from the Banana Island.
All right. You don't appear to have a confession, then.
Yes.
You don't have a confession?
I have confession.
Okay.
My confession is like that. I just want to start like this. A bad company rule good morals. Then also.
So are your morals ruined?
They come. See, we are doing a very nice job. But what is something that is disqualifying your show?
Okay. So the problem with that position is it doesn't lay within your jurisdiction to determine my qualification or disqualification. Your opinions about me are yours to have. It's your trophy. You can keep it. I don't care what you think. Stop it, please. I don't. And I've told you many times before. Enjoy the show or you can listen to Cool FM. Please. Thank you. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon to you.
Are you hearing me now?
Yeah. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, that's what I'm saying before I don't hear you again.
Okay, it's a network then.
Okay. I said we were first agents that are supposed to carry my village sister at the time. He comes.
Yeah.
Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Now, so you get one girl where everybody will pursue.
Uh-oh.
And she came from Attackers from school too. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
No, so I pursue this girl. So I tell her, if you don't agree with me, immediately we drop that concert. Now you have to go home.
What?
And if I hug you, you go dry up. Oh.
What?
Yes.
What?
If you bring down that concert, anybody where you hug or anything where you hug, it will dry. And the person, if they don't get a very, very well, the person will dry like a tree.
Look, I think that's wicked, for starters. I really think that was a wicked thing to do. What?
Is it a wicked? I'm telling you my confession. Now make a talk finish now. So I go tell her, say, if I hug you, you go dry, yo. Before 2 days, when we go carry my village sister, now she come my house. We come to become a tight friend. But that thing is having conscience for me for what I told her.
Oh, really? Okay.
So another one. Well, I travel again for all these village masquerade.
Yeah. I'm not done with the first one. I can't manage the first one.
Okay, the first one is that I think they do tell us all this, all this was up there. We come from Port Harcourt, and remember, myself, I come from Lagos. Her papa there for Central Bank. My papa there for Nigeria Airways. So she come to show me at Gibraltar. I come for show me no green. So I can't use that style. So if I do this, the body now you have to come home and you go dry.
What the actual?
Yes, she don't agree.
Okay.
So we come become a tight friend, and fortunately, she's in America now. We see the dog.
Okay, well, good luck. Kind of worked for you. Oh, wow. Good. Thank you. Well, have you done that? It's like all is fair in love and war. Typical situation. So you would lie. I mean, I can't even believe the lady fell for that, first of all. But who knows what her belief system is? She didn't want to dry up. I can't imagine what men have told women just to get women. Oh, dear. Oh, wow. Confessions Thursday. Oh, wow.
Oh, good afternoon.
Confessions Thursday. How are you?
I'm fine, ma.
Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession. It's very simple. There was this man that said I should see that baby yesterday, so I ate half of it, and the baby was crying. So that was
sorry. Bring it back. They gave you baby food, and you ate it.
I ate half of it. Not I ate of it, just half, like that.
See, look at how strong your voice is. They gave you baby. Do you feel guilty?
I feel good because the baby, ever since he's dead, the baby's always crying every time he sees me. And the baby is someone last week. I feel good. So maybe I'm really hot that day.
What does Agbaya mean, actually? Is that it?
That is it. And Yawakia is not for kids.
Thank you very much for calling. Anyway, at least he confessed. Adults that eat baby food. Confessions Thursday. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, ma.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have a confession.
Go ahead. You sound very sober.
Okay. It's about this, our husband, your madam.
Your husband what?
My husband.
Yeah, what happened to him?
He got to a time. He just abandoned me. I can just say whether it's women or what. So we are living in separate, rooms. So whenever he wants to make a call, he will just make inside the room or he go outside the house to make a call. So one night, I overheard him speaking with one lady, giving the lady appointment that he referred the bill for the lady to come down to Lagos. I said, okay, I just pretended as if I did not hear anything. So the next day, I decided not to go to work that day. When he was bathing, I took his phone. I off it and hid it. He started searching for the phone. He did not see his phone. Then he left for work. So as I've gone to work, I collected the phone and picked the last call of that night to that lady. So what I did, I bought another line. So use that new line to send text message to my husband. Just to identify myself as the lady.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So all this thing I sent to him, I said that he replied the text that he don't want again. Okay, I told him that if you don't want again, I will let your wife know everything that is going on. So he was uncomfortable. The next day, he was just abandoning me to go to work. He made me to lose millions in this MMM because he wasn't discussing anything with me. He just abandoned me like that.
Yeah.
So I went to his office. Immediately he saw me. He said, hey, did I receive text from anybody? I said, which man? Your cup has food. I've had everything you are doing with women. It's over today. When I raised my voice, I said, please, 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 don't raise your voice. Let us go home. Let us go home. Let us go home. Before we got home that day, on our way, he called our pastor. He reached our house before we reach. So it's not quite 30 minutes we got home. Our pastor landed to our house. I told the pastor, the marriage is over. I have enjoyed enough. My husband always make calls in the midnight.
What did the pastor say?
I don't know what that is. So pastor started counseling.
Uh-huh.
Counseling him. He asked him how he started. He told him that he said, this Facebook, My pastor asked him, online friends, online ladies you saw online? He said, yes. Even one of them was a widow. I started crying that night. Say, yeah. Pastor, it's over. He has broken my heart. So I have endured a lot. Whoever told him that I would do that kind thing, he will not believe it. That
of course.
It wasn't the lady that sent the death message. But today, he has left everything. Because Pastor told him that he's giving him the last chance. I think he should continue.
Pastor gave him the last chance? It was Pastor who gave it to him?
Pastor. Oh.
You didn't give it to him. Pastor gave it to him.
Pastor gave it to him because I told him that it's over. That's why they called the pastor.
Okay.
He begged me.
Okay.
He begged me that he has forgotten everything.
Wow. So has the situation reversed itself to normal, to perfect?
It's now perfect. It's now back. I was just telling him now, say, look at what you made me lose. I lose millions I have used to help you.
Wow.
Because he concentrated on other women outside and left me. Now the money is gone. We have to start afresh.
So thank you very much for your story. I think I'm even...
Let other women outside there learn their lesson.
No, it's that... I think the lesson here is that you did something about the situation. So thank you for doing something.
To bring him back.
Well done. Thank you very, very much. This is a very, very interesting story. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Don't go anywhere. Hello, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. My name is Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday, my friends. When you're calling, you don't say your name. Would like to hear your confession. If there's a motive, intent, if it's changed you, made you better, if it's an experience you're going through. We have about 3 more minutes before we get ready for the headlines. Hello. Turn off your radio. Confessions Thursday, don't say your name. Turn off your radio. Hello.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Good afternoon. We're happy to have you. Confessions Thursday.
Yeah, I'm happy you picked today.
Oh, well.
I've been calling you for the past how many Thursdays now. Thank God you picked today.
I'm glad you're here, really.
There's one thing I wanted to tell you.
Is it a confession?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
This thing I told only one of my friends.
Okay.
Just one. And right now, it's not even Nigeria now. It's in Dublin now.
Okay. So if you tell me now, I might go to Dublin tomorrow, that kind of thing. Please tell me.
Maybe. Okay. Joyce, this happened to me when I was 17 years old.
Yeah.
My mom's friend, she was married, so she didn't have a child.
She didn't have a child?
She got married to the first husband, the second one, and the third one. So later on, they moved and close to our side in Ikorodu. So there was this day, she came, you know, woman's woman now. She talked to her friend, this, that. There was a day she came to our house and she told me that she needed me to help her do something because they stay close to our house, like just the next street.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'll come. My mom's friend now, I can't say no to her. Let me just come out and help you do something.
Mm-hmm.
So I got there. And the man she got married to, the last man she got married to, the man does not really stay around.
Mm.
He travels a lot. I can still remember very well.
Okay.
The man travels very, very well.
We have less than 2 minutes. So, I want you to hurry up, please.
Okay. There was this day she called me. So I got there. She told me straight that she would like me to sleep with her.
And you were 17?
Yes.
Okay.
I was like, you can't be serious. I wanted to run away.
Yeah.
She said, no. But when she was talking that day, even this thing I'm telling you, Joyce, till now, my mom did not know. Because if I tell, I don't know, she might just kill me.
Okay. So what happened?
Now, I'm 30 now.
You're 30 now. So the deed happened, yeah? It went down.
Yes. I did it.
Uh-huh.
If I tell you, just once, this woman got pregnant and she had a child.
Okay, look, headlines.
Well, now,
yeah.
She is not around now. She has traveled now.
To Dublin too?
No. Alexandria, Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah, she moved out of the country. Okay. Immediately she got pregnant. She told me, even last year during the COVID-19, she sent me money. She sent me 200,000.
Oh. Okay, so.
Now I don't know what to do because.
Okay.
Right now, no.
It's all right. I want to go off before the headlines. I need to think about what I'm going to say to you and then come right back. Yeah? Thank you. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Headlines up next. We'll be right back. Nigeria Info. Welcome to radio. My name is Joyce. It's Confessions Thursday. We're pretty much still on that. And thanks to the last caller just before we went off on that break. So I thought about that situation and I hope that was enough time to critically look into the possibilities of what the outcome can be. I don't know that I remember if the woman is still married because I know he said she was married first time, second time, third time. I don't know whether the woman is still with her third husband. If she is, look, there's some things you do and there is no profit. Like there are many things you do in life. Investments, you lose the investment, no returns. Businesses you go into, seeds that you plant that yield no fruit. I think the gentleman should just count this as one of the things he has done in life that brings no profit. I don't know that he can go back and ask for the child. If the woman is married, still married. I don't know that. But I like the fact that he is confused. You need to really work that a little bit. You've left me confused because I'm thinking going forward, like, I think just moving on with life and hoping for the best is about the easiest way. I don't know how much energy you have for the uncertainties that might come with trying to... Anyway, he said he didn't quite say he wanted the kid back. Bless your heart. Well, thank you very much then for calling Confessions Thursday. 99.3, welcome to the show. When you're calling, you don't say your name. It's about the issues of life and you. Turn off your radio. Hello, turn off your radio. Hello? I lost you if you can't make it back. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello. Sorry, I lost you. Please make it back. Remember, when you're calling, kindly turn off the volume of your radio set. This is Nigeria Info. Welcome.
Yeah, Joe. I think I've been calling now. I'm not picking. What's going on?
Well, life's going on. That's exactly what's going on. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Well, of course, but it's a simple one. Very simple. But, my confession is that I stepped this baby on left year. I mean, I missed.
Huh?
Yeah. That was about 10 years ago.
Have you made better life decisions after that, or are you worse off?
No, I'm not worse off.
Okay, you're making better life decisions. You're responsible now?
Yes. John, let me even remind you. I was the guy that called you yesterday. I said that you are going for a break. I tried calling back, but he told me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling today. I appreciate that. The sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
Turn off your radio.
Yeah. Yes, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon to you.
Please, I have a question, very serious one.
Okay, go ahead, what with you?
Please, I will need help. There's something that happened about 20 years ago. I actually raped somebody. So, are you listening?
I am. It's not every time the very ones who carry out the...
Yes. And the person that I did that was my best friend's sister. So it happened when I was about 14 years ago. But up till now, I say I'm regret. Even the said lady is married with children. Even last December, I dared to walk up to her and say sorry to her. But something happened. I couldn't. Because we are in good time with the family. You understand? The mother likes me so much. Even up till now, I take the mother as my second mother. The lady herself so good to me. Everything. It's what I did just to her about 20 years ago, or about something years ago. I still feel it. And I still feel sorry about it. I don't know how to say sorry to this lady because she's married. I'm still in good time with her, and she's married. And this thing happened when she was still tender, when she was about, 11 or 12 years.
Yeah.
It happened while she was sleeping.
Okay. Yeah.
It happened while she was sleeping. And it got to a point that even the mother noticed it, but she was still tender and I was still tender. When they asked me, I denied it outrightly. But after so many, many years now, I don't know how to go back to them to say sorry. This December, I made the move. I went to their house, but I couldn't because one of my brothers went there with me. But he didn't know why I was going there. He said, if you just want to escort me to that place. But when we got there, I couldn't have the mouth to say to stand before the woman and the daughter. Mm. But the daughter came back for December to see the mother. So I had made up my mind to explain to them that this what happened 2 years ago. Yes, I actually did it, and I'm sorry about it. But I couldn't stand it.
Yeah, but you're going to have to try again. So you couldn't the last time. I would suggest that you find the courage and insist that you would the next time. That you have an opportunity to do so. Maybe create the opportunity, I would say, instead. Like, rather than wait, I think you should call the lady up and apologize. I think it would help.
Okay, should I call her on phone?
Well, I mean, that's a good way to start until you have the privilege to see her in person.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good even for your own children and children to come. For your conscience and for the people who are with you as a family. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you. Thank you very much. 99.3 Nigeria Info. 10 minutes past 1 p.m. Confessions Thursday. Welcome. When you call in, please turn off the volume of your radio set. And it's 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. Hello? Turn off your radio, please. That would be good. Please turn off your radio. Wow. Hello?
Okay.
Confessions Thursday. You here? You ready?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
I have a neighbor which I slept with only week of February. Later on, a few weeks later, she traveled and we could not communicate ourselves. And suddenly, she called back and told me she was pregnant for you.
Yeah, pregnant for you. I'll say congratulations to that.
But I'm not ready to. I'm not ready to have a child. And I told her to get rid of it. I said no, that she wants to keep it.
Yeah. First of all, where is she?
She presently traveled to sister's place.
Okay. And has she birthed the baby yet?
No.
Okay.
She's pregnant.
It was just a month, and she said she's not taking it out.
Yes.
And you are not ready to father the child.
Yes, we're not in any relationship, just flat roommate.
It doesn't count for nothing. That doesn't count anymore. So actually, a situation that you have created now demands that you be ready. You created that situation. Because if you didn't make that first decision to hang out with her, yeah, in the privacy of a bedroom, then you would not be here. So what? Yeah, yeah, unfortunately. But now, so this is what life does. So it's either you go at life or life comes at you. And then sometimes when you go, it's necessary that you go with all the needed weapons, yeah, to defend yourself and to wage war against uncertainties. Or you go into life and life gives you a knockout. So in this regard, you made a decision that you shouldn't have made. You made it nonetheless. And the consequence of that now is a child. So the conversation about you being ready or not changes. It's no longer whether you're ready or not. It's that now you have to be ready because a situation that you created demands that you be ready. You have a child now. If she doesn't take it out, well. So here are two things are going to happen. You're going to rise to the occasion or you're going to chicken out. And then to not take responsibility has another consequence.
Yes,
so it's a chain reaction of consequences. Yeah. Yeah, sorry about that, man. But at least I know that you've made this mistake. You wouldn't let your son make it or your daughter make it. Maybe that's the good thing about mistakes. Like when you make it and it hits like that, then you beg your children not to be foolish. Yeah.
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 Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello. Confessions Thursday. We're happy to have you here. Turn off your radio.
Hello. Good afternoon.
We're happy to have you. This is Nigeria Info. Don't say your name. Do you have a confession?
Okay. I have a confession, and I think it's really worrying me too much. I have a girlfriend that wanted to travel. All of a sudden, she got pregnant. People never even know me, and I don't even know what to do.
Wait. That was too quick. Wait, bring it back. You had a girlfriend? She wants to travel out, and people don't know you? What was that?
People don't know me.
Wait.
And now she's pregnant for me.
People don't need to know you. I mean, like, now they're going to know you. You're a dad now.
I don't know what to do because it's under his brother right now. His brother is doing the process for her.
She can introduce... Wait. Her family doesn't know you.
Yes.
And she can introduce you now to the family as, you know... That's not such a difficult thing.
The reason why I'm worried now because I don't know what's going to happen because of her travel and stuff. And
like her traveling overseas?
Yes.
Oh, good thing then. Wait, what's she going overseas to do?
She wants to go there and work.
And so, well, here is an opportunity. She can go. She's going with your baby. Then you now you know you have a responsibility both to her and to the baby. She's not married, is she?
Okay, but what happened now is that...
What?
Are you hearing me? Our visa has not come out yet.
Okay.
So that is my worry now.
Wait, are you worried that if her visa comes out, it's going to not enter, or
I'm just worried if the travel is going to stop. That is my worry.
I don't think so. How many months gone is she?
Like 3 months now. Going to 3 months now.
Yeah, when did she apply for visa?
I was from January, but maybe the pregnancy will be about 2 weeks now.
And I don't think so. I mean, because hey, she has applied already, and then she got pregnant, huh?
Yeah.
I think this is a good situation for you. At least you're going to have a kid overseas. If you've always wanted that. Yeah, look. The papers are already with the authorities who are going to issue or not issue a visa. Once she gets her visa, she's going to the airport. I mean, like, why are you even bothered, though? I thought you would just call and say, well, look, Joyce, congratulations to me. I just wanted you to share my joy. I'm going to be having a kid in South Sudan. Well, it depends on where you're going. I think it's a good thing. I think so. She'll introduce you to her parents. It doesn't stop the visa. Oh, dear. Hello. Confessions Thursday. Yeah, please. Turn off your radio when you call in. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. Hello.
Hello, Joy. Good afternoon.
Turn off your radio. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Do you have a confession? Do you have a confession? Turn off. Please turn off your radio.
It's off now.
Thank you. Do you have a confession, my brother?
Yeah.
Please go ahead.
Yes. This confession, I wanted to make it before, but the person, I don't know where she is now.
Oh.
But I have a friend about 10 or 12 years ago. A girlfriend, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
So she come one day and tell me that she's pregnant.
For?
So I was annoyed with her. I shouted on her.
Really?
And I drove her away, said she should not come to me again.
Oh.
And since then, later he come back again and tell me that she has aborted the baby. I feel sorry for her. And she starts to beg me to come back to me. Even go to my landlord and tell my landlord. The landlord followed her to me, but I still refuse her. Since then, I've not seen her again. And I don't know where she is. She's an Benue girl. Why me is an Igbo man. So...
Why are you looking for her? You didn't want her. Why are you looking for her now?
Because I see what I did to her is bad.
Yeah. Wow.
See, I'm guilty of what happened that day. But I know how I reacted to her.
You know you might never see her again.
That's just what I'm saying.
You might never see her again, and she goes into the world with the hurts you've caused her. So if you can find her, I don't know whether someone like her would be on Facebook. Usually that's where you find old friends. You know her name?
I don't know her name even.
You don't know her name?
We are still together. You just give me one kind of nickname that time. So we have.
Yeah, what's the nickname she gave you? Or you really just didn't care?
You know how many is Mary by then, but I know that is
sounds
not
like you're name. Guessing. Okay, her name's Mary. You see this guy? Oh, well.
So the thing is just stopping me. Anytime I remember it, I feel pain in my mind. Oh, I don't know what to
Well,
do.
I mean, so I don't know. So there are some problems that you create for yourself and you have an opportunity to fix it. Some other problems, you never have an opportunity to fix it. So maybe, so maybe that's why we all have to be careful every day. That we don't do,
exactly.
create problems that we're not going to have a second chance to address or fix or mend.
Yeah.
We don't want to hurt people. And then think there is no consequence for that. So I don't know if you'll ever find her, but just know that you've added one wrong to the earth. Just know it. So I hope you find her so you can make it right. Otherwise, it's a wrong in the world, and it's because of you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for calling. Next time you meet a lady, know her name. That's the least you could do. I mean, like, you don't know her name? The Sunny Side, Confessions Thursday.
Hello, Joy.
Welcome. Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Welcome.
I have a confession.
All right. So you're going to stay still, turn off the noise around?
No, I'm not. Okay. So, and I did girl, I was dating back then.
Huh? This is noisy.
Yeah, this girl was dating back
okay.
then.
Yeah.
Actually, the problem there is that she's older than me.
Oh, no.
And fortunately, she got pregnant and she's 34.
Okay.
And she's not, she doesn't got married, you know, no man is coming. So she came to buy something in my shop. So I was just 22.
Yeah.
So yeah, along the line, we fall in love and I got her pregnant.
Nice.
She told me that she's going to keep the baby, but I disagree, I refuse. So she later bought the baby. And when it comes to love, she loved me so much. And she's rich. And since then, now I've not seen her again. She moved out for where I am then. But since then, my man will judge me the way I treated her because I take her love for granted. So, anytime I remember the way I treated her, I always feel bad. And I've been trying all means to see if I can see her just once again to just say sorry.
Wow.
To just apologize to her because anytime, even today, every day, I check online whether I can see her on Facebook. I don't have her contacts anymore, any trace. I know she's based in Aja, but and then because of her problem, she don't want to go back to her family because all her younger ones, they have got married. She's the only one left and she's the first daughter.
Okay.
So things like that.
Well, so I hope that you've learned the consequence of your action. I hope you understand what being unfair to someone or unkind or inconsiderate to someone can mean. I really can't say anything more to you than I hope you find her so you can apologize.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
And I pray that whatever she is, she just forgive me because I treated her so badly, even upon all the love she showed me with everything she have.
Yeah.
But still, because of my age then, I was like, I still have a long way to go. But I know that I don't really love her. But honestly,
yeah, but sometimes, I don't even think it's sometimes. Like, it can be that you don't love a person and still treat them right. Respectfully, in a kind manner, but you don't love them. So the way you also, I mean, the way you treat a person is isolated from loving them or not loving them. You can be a good person and treat someone good and you're not in love with them. But I really hope that you're able to fix this wrong. Otherwise, there are consequences to actions.
The mistake I did then was I was supposed to allow her to keep that child. I think that could have been a joy to her. Because, but to me then, I was like not ready because I was still with my uncle and I don't want my uncle to know about it because it's going to cause me another problem to me.
Yeah.
And she also looked at that to take it off.
All right.
So to me, I could have allowed her to keep it and at least that could have been a joy to her, even though she's not married yet.
Even joy to you something. Because you don't even know what life in tomorrow holds. By now, you would have been a father.
The thing is really, really painful.
Yeah, consequences.
Because I just pray, whatever she is, she should just forgive me and God also to forgive me.
Well, that's a good one, yeah.
But since then, I've never shared this with any human being. And this 2018-19.
Okay.
So since then, this first time I'm sharing it with, but I think I'm a little bit relieved.
I really do appreciate that you would share it, and I hope other people listening learn from this.
Yeah, in fact, I will never do that kind of mistake again in my life.
I mean, look at that. Thank you very, very
thing,
much.
The worst thing human being can do in life is to take someone's love for granted.
Oh, you've learned that. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very, very bad.
All right. So, thank you. Really. Thank you. And I really hope that beyond that, that you make better life decisions. Whether of love or not of love. Off on a break, we'll be right back. Oh, no, I still have time? Yeah, I do. So I'll do one more conversation before I go off on a break. Confessions Thursday. Hello.
Hello, Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. It's Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
Not really. I've been laughing all through. Everybody calling you today. What is saying? They have someone pregnant, ask them to come. I bought it, and everybody confession.
Do you have a confession? I mean, yeah.
My own confession.
People have made wrong decisions.
Just my own confession is that I'm looking for someone that will even get one pregnancy for me, and I will keep it.
Okay, now that we know, we'll be on the lookout.
Where would they be? You are not ready for something. You are going to leave Jacob.
I don't know what that means. Yeah, but yeah, I do appreciate the attempt to call in. Hello, Confessions Thursday. Hi. Sorry, I lost you. I think I have about a minute and a half. Hello. Turn off your radio. Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Sorry, I lost you. Hello, Confessions Thursday. How are you? Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Welcome, Confessions Thursday. Do you have a confession?
I don't have a confession, but...
Please, I want only those who have a confession. We're staying on track. No train wreck. Hello, good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yes, I have.
Okay, we have about a minute to take it. If that's enough, please go ahead.
A minute would that be enough?
So if it's not enough, you call back?
No, I can try.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, I didn't forgive my wife for the second time. And I left her for another woman. And now my baby is suffering for that. And each time I travel to visit my baby, I do cry and regret. Had it been I've known, I would have forgiven my wife for the second time.
What did she do?
You know, we were having a problem. That's our problem between me and her. And she wanted to bring me down. I don't know what she was planning for. I don't know.
Okay.
She said that, I don't know where she got that information. She said it was not my father who impregnated my...
Your mother?
My mother.
Uh-oh.
And I asked her, immediately.
Hey,
she called. She got that
information. The Sunny Side with Joyce.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side with Joyce. I do apologize to the last caller. I had to go for a short commercial break. Now we're back. Confession says they will continue.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay.
Did you call earlier? Were you the caller earlier?
Yes, I was
Thank
the
you.
Last caller.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
So, when I left her, sometimes I feel, you know, it's painful. I love her, but she was...
But was that the reason you left? It would appear to me that for someone to say that kind of thing to you, their spirit is broken. They're thoroughly offended with you, and they're looking for a way to get back at you. So it would appear that you haven't quite told us all of the story. Do you get my point? I mean, someone just doesn't, you know, maybe you didn't come home last night, or I don't know. But that's a little advanced when it comes to punches you throw at someone. Did you love her? What was her first error to you? What did she do to you first that you didn't like?
You see, it was... She didn't... Every time she think I have money, and I'm refusing to bring it out.
Okay, that's one.
And I'll show her my payslip. Honey, this is what I earn. Let's manage it. She was not working. I was the only one working. She could not be satisfied with what I was having.
Okay.
From there, all those troubles started.
Okay, so it was a monetary problem at first.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then... go ahead.
I don't sleep outside. I help her whatever she wants. If she wants to do anything, I'll help her. I don't leave her with everything as in a domestic activity. I don't do that. I can go to the action of even cooking if she's busy or she's tired.
Okay.
Of not doing it. I can't do that. But
it might appear that she didn't love you. We can assume
What she was trying to bring against me makes me feel she didn't love me. She didn't care about me.
What did she bring against you? The part where she said that your father, you know, your father's son?
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
She said that, when my mother... I just buried my mother, maybe 2 months, when those rumors started, and she was the founder of it. I don't know where she got it. Even if somebody told her that, she would have let me inform me, not telling my friends before.
Wow.
So I got annoyed, because she can't protect me. Whatever.
Yeah, that makes sense, because if she uses it as a weapon,
yes,
yeah,
to bring me down.
Yeah, there's something
so it's
about
like,
that.
Yes, it's like she was trying to to control to bring me on my knee.
Yeah, and so I'm wondering why, because you see, I don't know why. So it's either you are not good to her, and then she's hitting you back. Or maybe she just doesn't like you and the marriage should not have happened in the first place.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So she made me annoyed. That's why I have to
leave.
But immediately when I
took when I left her, immediately I got married to another one because you can't fight back to come back to my life. So
you married somebody else.
I married somebody else, but I felt bad.
Are you taking care of your children with her?
I just have a daughter with her.
Yeah, but are you taking care of your daughter?
Sure.
Okay.
From time to time.
Yeah, okay. I mean, well, not from time to time. I mean, it's your responsibility. Handle it.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because you need to be in your daughter's life before they go and tell her another story.
Exactly.
And then your daughter is 16 and she hates your face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm thinking maybe after 5 years and I'll bring her.
Well, so I don't know that you can get her. But yeah, if you can, fine. If you can't, good. But don't lose the opportunity to be in your daughter's life.
Yes.
Yeah.
Certainly.
It's your right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. Yeah. We're going to go off on one more conversation. One more, and then we'll go for a short musical break. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon to you. It's Confessions.
Hello, good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. Do you have a confession?
Yeah, this is Ben. I have a confession.
Well, you're not supposed to say your name, so hopefully... Well, let's move along. Real quick. Go ahead.
All right. I don't know. I got married to my wife on the basis that I really love her. Seriously, you understand? And we are married with two kids.
Nice.
But now the love is not really there. And I don't know how to open up and tell her that I love is not there.
I mean, you just open up and you say it.
I've been trying to love everywhere I can, but it's not really working now.
So I think you need to have a conversation about it. You put the problem out there so she can understand you. Then if something needs to change, like a pattern, the way your relationship works, your activities, maybe you need to find a way to rekindle it. I don't think trying without her knowledge might help. I think you should, Wait, is it difficult? I mean, that's not difficult. Well, to me, it's not. Is it difficult to say that, this is not what it used to be?
I don't know how to look into the eyes and tell her that.
Have you done evil against her?
I've cheated on her.
Okay.
Actually, there's somebody I'm seeing. I don't know.
Oh, wait. That's why there's no love now. Look at you. I mean, you made it sound like it was rocket science. Of course, I mean, there's certainly a root to the problem. So you're seeing somebody else right now?
He's really weighing me down. He's weighing me down.
Of course it's going to weigh you down. That's some burden on your back. But wait, though. Are you seeing somebody now?
Yes, I'm seeing someone else. Yeah.
Now, let me tell you why this is funny. You're the cause of your own problem.
Really?
Absolutely. Let me tell you, if you have a problem, two things happen. You face it, fix it, get it out of the way, or you ignore it, avoid it, then try to run away. So what you chose was to run away. So here you are, away with another woman. But the real issue is still there. Now...
Yeah, no, we're still living together.
That's the unfortunate thing for her, because I wish she knew so she could leave you. I wish she knew. So she could just pack her bags and know that this guy's mind is somewhere else, so let me be going. Yeah? Because it doesn't quite appear that you're willing to fight for what you have if you're already with somebody else. So two things happen. Either the basis of your marriage was that, look, I can have you and have somebody else. Then she'll agree. Then you don't need to hide this your other girlfriend. You know? Yeah. But if that's not the basis of your marriage... Uh-huh.
Yeah, but the issue is I did love her before the marriage. You caught it now. I love her seriously.
Yeah, and now you don't love her anymore.
I don't know.
Then you leave her at home and you go to somebody. Fine. Can she do the same? Can she also find somebody else?
I know.
And then come back home and leave with you?
I know it's not really that funny. And I know I'm not proud of what I'm doing.
No. I want you to please answer that question, because these are questions you have to ask yourself.
Yeah, I know it's not good. I'm good.
Oh, you know it's not good. So
I'm trying to make it work out here, but how to approach her? What I'm thinking about, how am I going to look into her eyes and tell her? I'm feeling so bad about the whole situation right now.
Okay, so let's establish something that you know that what you're doing is wrong, and you would not like for someone to do it to you. So I'm hoping that you can seize the next human moment on Earth, your time on Earth, the next one that you have. That would be like when you hang up from radio, to do the right thing, which would be get done with that. I think the problem in life is that we do to people what they... That's even one of your many problems. And not just you. I mean, it could be me. It could be someone else listening. That we do to people what we don't want them to do to us. And somehow we choose to deliberately avoid it. So if I were you, I'll hang up, call that babe. This is not going to ever work. Thank you. It was fun while it lasted. Forgive me, but I have a problem in my life I have to fix. Then you go home and then I really think you should tell your wife that you were cheating and then tell her that, well, you know, it's not a good enough excuse, but you are no longer in love and you would like to work it. It'll break her heart, but maybe she would see the sincerity or hear the sincerity in your words and try to, you know, work that relationship out with you. Then if it's not working, you can divorce and go and meet Labake. Like, it's really that straightforward. You can really break up and go and meet Choma. Like, I really think it's better than... I think that's better. I think you tried to make it work. You tried it. It didn't work. Honey, this is not working. Sign divorce. Don't worry. If I have money, I'll send you extra. I'll take care of this, take care of that. Let's go. Then you go and meet whoever you want to meet. But if you are... You get it. Like, if you're in the marriage, but you're not, it's unfair to her. It's unjust to the marriage, and if you have kids, you're a terrible dad.
All right, thank you.
I think you should try. I don't think it's hard. If you remove that girl, then you tell yourself between this afternoon and this evening when you want to do it, you can. It helps you start.
All right.
Yeah, it would. Thank you very much.
For calling.
I really hope you.
You
do. Please. Thank you.
I will. I will.
Thank you. Off on a break, we'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce.